This is the closing market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Heads Up Plant Protectants. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have the grain and livestock markets done today on this chilly Tuesday?
It's been a roller coaster day in the markets. Corn started out lower, and then take corn as an example, then it rallied in the 8:30 opening, then broke hard after 8:30, got up to 5:02, broke down to 4:97, all the way back up to 5:04, about a 7 cent rally, now back to just over $5 before the close. So it's a lot of uncertainty about the tariffs. They haven't really kicked in yet for a lot of the countries, but just not sure how that's going to work out. So that's one thing. South American harvest is still hanging over the market, 50% done, particularly over the soys. It's still dry in Argentina. The good to excellent rating went down there about 9%. Also had a pretty good break in the U.S. dollar in the last month or so. That's been supportive to the market.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up Seed Treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up Seed Treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
March corn up 5 3/4 at 5:02 even. March soybeans up 2.5 at 10:38.5. March soybean meal down 2.10 at 2.93.80. March soybean oil up $1.23 at 47.30. On the Merck, April live cattle down 22 cents at 194.02. March feeders up 3.37 at 269.72. April lean hogs up 60 cents at 93.20. Pork cutout went unchanged at 96.10. And March class 3 milk down 8 cents at 19.62. And that's been a check of the closing market prices here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.